It's been almost a month since the army seized control in Zimbabwe, bringing an end to Robert Mugabe's 37-year rule. Key to his exit, a Jesuit priest who's also had a decades-long role in Zimbabwe, helping to resolve the country's defining crises and conflicts. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton tells us about the clergyman who talked Mugabe into stepping down.
Father Fidelis Mukunuri is a youthful 70, jolly and rotund. The Jesuit priest is in charge of a Roman Catholic mission outside Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Across town, with the military in control, anger on the streets demanding Robert Mugabe's departure and his fellow Catholic under house arrest, Mukunuri says everyone was seeking a peaceful way out. That moment came a week after the military takeover, when Mugabe signed the resignation letter.
And as soon as he finished the signature, the face just glowed, really a sign of saying, it's done. I've done what I have to do.
As heavy seasonal rains hit the roof over the veranda, Mukunuri told NPR Mugabe didn't blink when, early on in the negotiations, the mediators presented him with an 11-point list of grievances from the military hierarchy.
He didn't complain about those issues. He accepted because he saw the seriousness of the issues. The president kept very calm all the time.
Mukunuri says former First Lady Grace Mugabe was also present at times and made occasional comments, but...
We were not negotiating with Grace. We were negotiating with the Commander-in-Chief, Robert Mugabe, whom the soldiers wanted alive and to have a good end.
At one point during the mediation process, the priest says Mugabe asked to speak to Emmerson Mnangagwa, the vice president he'd fired, who's now president. It was this dismissal that triggered Zimbabwe's political crisis and the whirlwind developments after Mugabe had ditched Mnangagwa in favor of his wife, who appeared determined to succeed her husband as president. Fearing for his life, Mnangagwa fled to neighboring South Africa. Mugabe asked to speak to Mnangagwa, and the priest dialed him up.
So they discussed for 10 good minutes, really what I call a heart-to-heart talk. You could feel that the two were feeling each other. The president kept saying, come home. Why did you go to South Africa? Because I was planning to meet you after the dismissal and talk with just the two of us.
For Mukunuri, negotiating Mugabe's exit was not the toughest mediation he's been involved in, he says. That came towards the end of Zimbabwe's Liberation War of Independence in the late 1970s. The priest says in 2000, white farmers implored him to intervene to end Mugabe's often violent seizure of industrial farms, then the backbone of the economy. After disputed elections in 2008, Mukunuri was also involved in early negotiations to establish a power-sharing government between Mugabe and the opposition.
I never doubted we will succeed.
The clergyman also helped to document evidence of mass killings by the military 5th Brigade Mugabe unleashed in the early 1980s on thousands of opposition supporters in Matabeleland, a brutal crackdown reportedly orchestrated by Mugabe's trusted lieutenant at the time, Zimbabwe's new president, Mnangagwa. He denies these accusations. The jovial priest chuckles and smiles easily through the conversation. He's just published a memoir about his experiences called Man in the Middle. On his latest mediation efforts, Mukunuri says Mugabe did not choose to leave office the way he'd intended, but it was time.
Yes, it was the best thing he could have done. The man had served 37 years, and definitely it was time for him to rest. He deserved the rest. I was relieved when he signed, which was good. It was good. My job was done.
Mukunuri says mutual trust, respect, honesty, and friendship helped him persuade Mugabe to go. The priest believes he still has a role in Zimbabwe as co-founder of the nation, though he acknowledges Mugabe made major missteps along the way. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.